This is OTB AM.
I would say that Nadal's force of will and stamina and sheer bloody-mindedness is unparalleled. But nobody comes close to Federer's talent and the fact that he maximized that natural talent. And for me, that's why Federer will always be ahead of Nadal and Djokovic, even if Nadal or Djokovic win more Grand Slams than Federer. I still think Federer is the best of the three.
OTB AM, Ireland's only sports breakfast show, weekdays from 7:30 AM, only on OTB Sports Radio.
Live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.
The OTB Podcast Network.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
This next slot is our power ranking slot, which has become known as Two Pricks, One Lift.
B-O-L-L-O-C-K-S. Go away, fancy Dan's. Get the simple things wrong. A nice team. Only one answer for that.
Where did this ferocious determination out there today come from?
The media. Every one of them wrote us off.
The article was rubbish.
You know, it's not my fault that this hadn't beat Kerry in a big game in Croke Park.
I'm going to lose all my life today.
It is time for the power ranking with Owen Sheehan. Owen Sheehan's power ranking. How did that happen? You're a clown. Hello, clown.
Let's run these down pretty quickly this week. Number 32 is London. Number 31 is Waterford. Number 30 is Sligo. Number 29, down one place, is Carlow, who finished fifth in Division 4. At number 28 is Antrim, up one, who missed out on promotion by a point. At number 27 is Louth, arrested their slide with a win at the weekend, but still playing Division 4 football next year. 26 is Wexford. 25 is Leitrim. Ended up getting relegated. 24, Limerick, got over the line and finished top of Division 4. And Wicklow, 23, the form team of Division 4 and also going up with Limerick. At 22 is Offaly, 21 is Longford, 20 is Derry, down a place after getting stuck in Division 3. 19 is Fermanagh, also joining them in Division 3 next year, getting relegated. At 18 are Tipperary. Michael Quinlivan has clearly been a big boost. Liam Casey coming back in midfield has been a big boost. The pandemic has been good to Tip. They're up two places. At 17, it's Down, going up to Division 2. At 16 is Westmeath. At 15 are the big fallers of the week. Cavan, relegated to Division 3. A huge blow after a good championship last year. 14, non-mover is Clare. At 13 is Kildare. Whisper it, but they've actually been kind of good since the resumption of play this year. Number 12 is Laois. They clung on to Division 2 status. At 11, Armagh, finally getting a point on the board in Division 1, but they still got relegated. At number 10, Cork didn't even play at the weekend, but they're still a top 10 team. 9 are Monaghan. The importance of Conor McManus, though, as great as ever. At 8 is Armagh. They sealed the deal at the weekend, officially a Division 1 team once again. At 7 is Galway, down a place after a couple of bad results. Comer's out for a while, waiting for news on Ian Burke. At number 6, then, is Roscommon, up a place and arguably the form team in the country, put Cavan to the sword despite a heap of changes at the weekend. Number 5 is Mayo. Mark Moran's hair didn't look as sleek and shiny when he was up against Tyrone at the weekend. They're down a place. Oh, no, sorry, they're a non-mover. They stay at number 5. At number 4 are Tyrone. People saying that they have the potentially the best forward line in the country with everybody fit. At number 3 is Donegal. At number 2 is Kerry. And at number 1 are Dublin. And I've got a feeling that Dublin versus the field right now is like the mountain versus Oberyn Martell in Game of Thrones. They may look like they're wounded. They may look like they're a little bit shaky. But there is every chance they're going to cling onto your eyeballs and crush your skull if you come up against them, particularly if you're a Leinster Championship team. They're your power rankings.
Leinster Championship teams are the starter. The main course is the All-Ireland semi-final and final. We'll talk about that in a minute. A couple of quick precursor texts were in. Davey Rispin from the We Are Meath podcast. Be interesting to see if we're still below Cavan this week. You're not, so don't worry. And Tom O'Connor says, I won't be happy, man, if Meath aren't moved up a spot or two. Meath stayed where they were, moved up one spot.
Up one. Cavan's plummeted down the rankings. The thing with Meath is that I was just waiting for them to win a game. Yeah, like there was always going to be a reward on the line for Meath winning a game. They just haven't won very many big games. The biggest team they've beaten in the last two competitions, aka the league and the championship, has been Clare. Like, I mean, they got to a Leinster final in a poor Leinster championship last year after getting promoted from Division 2, which is great and all. Like, that gets them into the conversation, but they lose every game bar one in Division 1. I just don't understand what Meath people wanted. Like, Cavan had a really good championship last year. They beat a few big teams, and that's why they were ahead of Meath going into last weekend. Now, the rankings reflect that Cavan have got relegated and have ended the league with a terrible result. And I know they started the league with a couple of terrible results as well. The rankings now reflect that. I never could get my head around what Meath people wanted. Do they believe that they're a top eight team?
We're talking too much about Meath. We are. We've given far too much time to be talking about a Meath team who at the moment haven't done anything to justify us having this amount of discussion about them.
Correct.
They're due to play Kildare in a Leinster semi-final if Kildare take out the winners of Carlow, Offaly, and so we can have that debate then about their respective merits. But essentially, that is rearranging the deck chairs in the Titanic, because Dublin are going to win Leinster, and we know that. So it's going to be straightforward. They've got Westmeath, and then they've got one of Louth, Longford, Laois, and then they'll have Meath or Kildare in the Leinster final. And that is to get them back up to speed to the point where they can actually sit there on top of the power rankings. But I think the power rankings are fundamentally flawed. They're supposed to react to information. Last week, Mayo should have been top after the quality of their performance. It turns out that this week you would change them. But what you're doing here is just sitting there lazily, like Jabba the Hutt, going, "Oh, come on, feed me these grapes, these golden grapes. Oh, give me your All-Ireland medals." That's what this is, Owen. It is the apogee of lazy journalism. By just saying the Dubs, because they've won the last bunch, are now currently the best team in the country, when clearly the evidence of the last 2 weeks is they are not the best team in the country at the moment.
Well, who is the best team in the country?
Right now, if we played a game today, if everybody had to go out and play a blitz in Croker, you're telling me the Dubs are ready today to win the All-Ireland?
Yes, of course they're ready to win the All-Ireland. They're favourites to win the All-Ireland. They're still the best team in the country.
Oh, but we know, but in 5 weeks' time, they'll have like worked out some of these kinks. But look at the team that started, and look at, they were lax. They've been lax in two games. They look
games
off the pace.
They still won. I'm not punishing Dublin for winning two games. It's as simple as that.
They beat Meath, who you say don't deserve any time spent talking about them here, and I agree with you, right? And then they beat a Galway team who were annihilated 23 points the previous week by Mayo, a shell-shocked Mayo team, a Donegal team, Galway team, who have just been shorn of their talisman, who was supposed to be the returning force that gave them some succour and shield against everything that had gone wrong for them in previous season. I think Dublin look ordinary at the moment, and I don't think there's any debate about that.
Yes, you're right, they look ordinary at the moment, but they will, but that's not their real level. But if they're winning games while looking ordinary, if they'd been up against that Donegal team that Kerry faced on Saturday, for example, would Dublin have beaten them by 10 points? They might have done. They probably would have matched Kerry's result against them, and Kerry actually had a league title on the line and all that sort of stuff. So I think that if you're making a case for Dublin not to be at number one, you've got to ask yourself the question, who is going to be the team that replaces them? And I'm not sure you can actually make a case that Kerry are a better team than Dublin even at this point. As much as the hunch is there that Kerry are going to win the All-Ireland from certain quarters, including here, I don't believe that you can actually make an argument that they are definitely the best team right now, given the most recent information we have is that league game at the start of the year between them and two games in the Championship last year, two draws, one win for Dublin, and they won that game by 6 points. Has the gap closed enough in the intervening period? Maybe, but if you had to put your neck on the line right now and say who is the better team, you have to say Dublin.
I think, but we're essentially just saying that if you had €1 million and you wanted to put it on who you think is most likely, you put it on Dublin because that's a safe bet. And what we're doing is being safe with this list. And I actually don't think that at the moment Dublin look like the best team in the country. I think that, like, Tyrone's performance last weekend was brilliant against a team who the previous week had been brilliant, and so therefore we should be taking that into account. Now, they did let Mayo back into the game. Does that mean Mayo were just, I actually don't know what to make from that match at all. Did their spirit get broken when they realised it was pointless? I don't know.
Well, this is the flaw in your Galway argument about Galway against Dublin. Like, comparing results against other teams is just bizarre. Like, I mean, in the Premier League, Leicester beat Arsenal and they beat Manchester City. I mean, but they beat Arsenal by a smaller margin. Does that mean Arsenal should beat Manchester City? No, they lost to Manchester City. Comparing these sort of results don't work. So
there are form lines, though, and there is contextualization of these.
One game is not a form line.
Two matches, Dublin have looked ordinary. That's the most important thing here. Dublin look beatable. All of a sudden,
you're using the Galway thing as an argument to say that Dublin look ordinary, and you don't have a form line for Galway to say that they're definitely a bad team. They got hammered in one game, which was the first game back, and I'm willing to give them a little bit of a pass for that and say Dublin's performance against Galway is actually more of an impressive feat than you're giving them credit for. They're not a crap team at the moment, Galway. Yes, they're short of a few players. They're reflected by that by being seventh in this list. And on that point then, I think that's hammered home by the Mayo performance against Tyrone. Tyrone didn't look that good the previous week, and they looked far better against Mayo. Mayo looked amazing the week before, and they didn't look that great against Tyrone.
New information came to light. Brendan Devaney just told us that Tyrone had no friendlies before the game against Donegal. Donegal had a few. That's exactly the type of stuff that should be filtering in to any list like this.
Well, I mean, like, Tyrone are number four. I mean, it's not like they're down in the doldrums here. You've got a team here who...
I gotta go. We're out of time. But okay. Hang on. Tyrone are number four. They're behind Donegal. Therefore, by your list, there is only one winner of that match this weekend, and you
Donegal
can't change.
Donegal to win this weekend. Donegal to win this weekend.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. That is head on the block. That is the power rankings.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
That was an OTB Podcast Network presentation.